Again, welcome to Sarah and Brenda. Glad to have you aboard. All right. Minutes to be accepted, December 17th, 2025. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Brian, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. We have a resolution, budget transfer, 2025 budget line 2705, gifts and donations, A fund, to 2026 budget line 7110.4, parks, A fund, and the amount of $500. JR, can you just say where this donation was from?
So I was looking at, you know, the overall account and things like that, and the $500 was from the fortnightly, and I'd like to roll the $500 that's remaining from last year of 2025 to 2026 to use it in our transfer. That's all.
Okay. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Brian, second by Brenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. We received a letter from the town justice, Jacobs and Polino, regarding their records and dockets for fiscal year 2025 are available for inspection and examination. We have an email from Charles Godol, race director from Manitou's Revenge Ultra Marathon, requesting resolution for approval of use of part of 23A to submit to New York State DOT for a permit. Resolutions Green County number 420-25, authorizing the relevy of unpaid school taxes for the year 25. Resolution number 41925, town levies. Resolution 41825, authorizing levy of omitted taxes. Resolution number 41625, authorizing delinquent water and sewer sidewalk charges to be added to the assessment rolls. Resolution number 41525, authorizing chargebacks of election-related services and materials. Any continuing business? Yep. New business. I'll bring this up real quick to jump in front of Carrie. I need a motion to accept the Manitou's Revenge request to use parts of 23A.
Motion.
Motion by second. JR, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion is carried. All right. Next up, public health.
Well, good evening, and thank you for having us. My name is Laura Churchill. You all know Carrie Miller.
Who is also?
Also, what is the title? The new health officer.
The new health officer for the town of Catskill.
Welcome aboard.
We appreciate you giving us a few minutes just to kind of check in with you. I don't know how many of you have intersected with public health over the years for various things, but we do quite a bit and we're right down the road, so we thought we'd just check in with you. And this brochure kind of highlights all the different services we provide. Direct services, we do a lot of case management, children's services, pre-K, early intervention. We do have a clinic on the third floor of the county building. For 52 years, it's been family planning, but it's actually going to be renamed this year to community health, in keeping with the broader agenda of the services provided, so you'll be seeing that as well. We've really focused a lot in this region around harm reduction and overdose prevention. Unfortunately, this region has the highest death rate from overdoses over the years, but that's improving really, really dramatically, and we're pleased to see this concerted effort. So, and just one more thing before I pass it on to Carrie, reminder that we don't have an environmental unit in our health department. We're a partial service county, so you may also interact with Oneonta. Our Oneonta office, Liliana Morgan, is the person that we work with, so things can come through us. We'll forward them to them, but they do all the permitting and inspections and things for the community. So, and we'll take questions at the end if you have any. I'll pass it on to Carrie.
So, my part of public health, my side of the house is considered the Diagnostic and Treatment Center. We handle immunization, communicable disease, and lead poisoning and prevention. But, you know, I just want you all to know, and many of you have utilized our flu clinics, right? We do flu clinics, we do COVID clinics, we do the homebound. We are driving all over the county for people who can't get out to get their vaccinations. We do childhood vaccines, adult vaccines, and we're utilizing our new mobile van, which Isiani will talk about. We, you know, we'll head up, we have kids in the school district that aren't vaccinated, they'll meet us at the van and we get it done. So our big agenda too is to keep kids in school. There is mandated vaccines, and they get excluded if they don't meet that, that mandate. So we work with all the school districts. We actually go to schools and vaccinate the kids. And we're here. We want to help out the residents of the town of Catskill. So that's my story.
Thank you for having me. My name is Isiani. I am the Community Health Worker Program Assistant. My role is to provide prevention and health education, connections to health and family planning services, and mobile services are brought closer to where people live, work, and gather. My role is actually to outreach and coordinate services, work with the town and community partners, schedule van stops, share clear, accurate information with residents, help residents understand the services and next steps. I am bilingual, so I can definitely help reduce any language barriers. I speak Spanish, English, obviously. We want to be a resource for Catskill and find out what the community needs, any service gaps or locations or events where the van could help in your town. That's that. Thank you for your time.
You'll see a picture of the van on the front of the brochure if you've not already seen it. We have been at events in the community, in the town park, in Elliott Park, on Main Street. So
I've seen you guys at the farmer's market.
We would be happy any events that you think the van would be beneficial.
And just so the rest of the town board knows, I've worked with Carrie and Laura on multiple cases with dog stuff. And I got to tell you, phenomenal with any questions or anything that you need. Doesn't matter if it has to do with the hospitals or through them direct. So I know John works very well with them as well. Yeah. So it's a good collaboration between both. So just to let everybody know.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments? Thank you for everything you do for the community. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, I'm gonna go celebrate my new position.
Yeah. Liz will be in contact.
Yeah.
Stop at 19. She'll celebrate.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a last-minute addition from the highway superintendent. Last month, we rehired one of our previous employees as a part-time MEO, and Sean Beers would like to recommend Justin Menelaus as full-time employment. I think he is a perfect fit for the highway department. He knows the roads. He's worked for us before. He's a great employee. Motion to approve.
Is he full-time?
He was full-time, yep.
So is it as simple as reinstating? Or?
No, because he's got it's multiple-year break in service.
Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah, I'll make the motion.
Is that what you said?
MEO.
MEO, okay.
Medium equipment operator. Okay. With an official start, full-time start date of tomorrow. He's already been through the background checks. He's got everything.
Yeah. He's got a Class A license, too, I think.
It's either B or A. He does have a CDL, yes. So, okay. Motion by Brian. Second?
I'll motion.
Second by Sarah. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. Thank you.
Got a good man there.
Yeah. Justin, I worked with Justin. The whole family's good.
Yeah, oh,
yes.
I just got some sauce from his mother a couple days ago.
The other yesterday, Brian and I met with George and Kirsten to go over a proposal that we're going to send to the county. We were requested to give the county a proposal putting on a fourth ambulance to help backfill the system in the county. So this ambulance would be an ALS crew, which is a paramedic, and an EMT. The proposal that we gave to the county, we have to do a lot of tweaking because the administrator sent us back something. They're looking for possibly like only 12-hour shifts. We're not sure if it's daytime, nighttime, over the weekend. So the figures that I'm going to read out are for a 12-hour day shift for an ALS crew for an annual fee of $581,080. Now, this is salary. This is workers' comp. This is wear and tear on the vehicle. This is supplies, fuel, etc. And then ALS crew 24 hours. So this is two employees manning that ambulance 7 days a week, 365 days a year, is $1,162.46. Again, this is salaries, benefits, workers' comp, wear and tear on the vehicle, fuel, everything else. Do you have anything to throw into that? These are just our first preliminary figures that we sent to the county. Again, Sean sent us back an email stating that we want to tweak this a little bit, maybe only do a 12-hour shift for Monday through Friday or just the weekends, find out exactly where the hole is in the current county system that we can, that we're able to put an ambulance in there to backfill. This way, people in the county aren't sitting there waiting for an ambulance to transport them to a hospital. Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, everybody probably knows this, but me. The money is going from where to where? Are you guys asking the county for the money? Is the county charging the town money?
So this would be the money that the county would pay the town for this ambulance. And that money, we're not making, the way this is now, is we're not making any money. This is just a wash. This will cover our cost for that ambulance.
And this is also their request, just so we're clear on that.
Yes. This is part something that came out of 18 months, Joe. Back and forth with it, the county trying to figure out how to fix our transporting issue in the county.
Yeah.
So they've asked.
They're saying they want to say what's the cheapest possible way you can do it.
They're looking at all different areas to help improve this. They've asked Catskill because we're ALS and Wyndham. We're the only two transporting agencies that are ALS in the county. So ALS is advanced life support, meaning we have a paramedic always on that ambulance. Instead of taking a paramedic in a fly car out of service, putting him on that ambulance, now you're down to medic.
Yeah, got it.
So this is the one of many conversations. As I said before, we're very transparent. When more communications come back and forth with the county, we'll bring it up to the town board in our meetings. Brian's sitting on this with me, so.
Was this also due to the potential bridge closure on 23?
With that, that's our problem whether this happens or not.
Okay.
So during fiscal year 2026, we as a board with George need to come up with a action plan for when that bridge is closed. Mm-hmm. I know Kiskaton Firehouse has reached out to me. They've reached out to George stating that they have room to house an ambulance while that the bridge is down if we want to fully staff an ambulance out in Kiskaton-Palenville area. So we have a couple months to figure this out. Hopefully the state notifies us again when the public hearing is going to be regarding that. It was supposed to be in December, mm-hmm. and we had a snowstorm and it was canceled. Mm-hmm. So as far as we know, the road is going to be closed January of 27. But other than that, we have no further details.
Because I believe the last time they closed that road, they left it a one lane and then flip-flopped it.
Right.
This time,
it's completely shut down.
So.
Yeah. Anything else on this one? Any public comments on that one?
How long is everyone going to be closed for?
About a year.
We haven't had the.
We haven't had an informational meeting. We're assuming a year, but we don't know. And the same time that's going to be closed, the Singing Bridge is going to be down to one lane.
Wow.
So it's going to be interesting getting to CMH.
It's going to be a parking lot up there.
Yeah.
Joe, you'll do traffic control up there?
Is that part of his history? It is by the Thomas Cole.
It's not to make history. It's to remember.
Resort Hall of Emergency Services to Kingston. They're not going to be able to get back to Columbia Memorial.
It's based on where the location is, right?
Right.
Well, any area in the Kiskaton area or Palenville area, if you can't get it, if that road is closed, you'd have to go.
The bypass.
You have to go down. Was it 5 miles?
The easiest and most direct route would be 23 or 32 to Carroll Junction to the bypass.
Right,
yeah. But that would be a determination on the medic or law enforcement, whatever the situation is going to dictate where they go.
So assuming that let's assume that the ambulance decided that the choice would be Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
That means that area would then be without an ambulance.
Yep.
because there's no way for you to get another ambulance.
Which is what? So if that happens,
we have a mutual aid agreement with Carroll, because Carroll can come down 32 to cover Catskill.
So when, not if, but that will happen. There's no doubt about it.
Mutual aid.
When that happens, the county would put into protocol. They'll pull other ambulances that are in the county. They'll station them either at the Palenville Firehouse or at the Wyndham Overlook to cover for the valley and the mountaintop. We do that
just
now.
That's what they do now. Yeah.
We do that now.
Yeah.
But the mountaintop's going to have to go a different direction too.
Yep.
Because they're not going to be able to access Columbia.
Correct.
Yep. Most likely Kingston, if I had to guess.
Probably
yeah. Kingston. Yeah. Yep. This is on everybody's radar, and we do have a year to plan for it, but I would like to get it some kind of plan in place sooner rather than later, because this is going to affect half of the town's population.
You think the state's going to designate a helicopter landing area out there?
Kiskatong.
Kiskatong already has one.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, they had that built
a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. They got a grant from the state.
And of course, Palenville has a first responder.
Yep.
Yeah.
In the firehouse.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So again, it's something we'll definitely keep on our radar, and hopefully, every meeting we'll have some kind of update to get back to.
And they haven't re-announced when they're going to have that meeting, right?
So. No, they have not.
I have two questions. One is just as a resident right there. Is there a reason that they can't go up 32 and over 23?
What's that?
The ambulance?
Yeah.
That's what we were just talking about.
Yeah. That is still possible.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's all going to depend on what the call is.
Yeah, no, that I understand. But I just want to make sure there isn't something cutting off up there that I didn't
Yeah, know. No. If it's something where they just have to go get checked out by a doctor or whatever, and the medic feels that they're stable enough to go to CMH, they're going to go to CMH.
Yeah, okay. They're still going to go. Okay. The other question I had is about the prior question about the county stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If it were, you know, from the perspective of, like, we all want to have as much health access for everybody and the town getting reimbursed for providing all the resources that it does countywide, is there any usefulness to you all as, like, for members of the public to speak, like, to be involved at all as you're speaking to the county about how's this going to get worked out, or is that just mucking with things? Like, I'm just curious about whether there's anything that's supportive. If you all are in negotiations and the priority is get Catskill reimbursed to provide as much health services to our area as we can, you know, kind of thing, or is that not so useful?
I'm not sure
my understanding is that you all are negotiating with the county around providing this additional ambulance service, and that they're talking about what they can pay for Catskill to provide.
Yep.
And if there's a holdup in that, or if there's a question about, you know, making sure that the county understands how important this is, or that, like, you know, that needs to be a resource to get done. Is it helpful to contact the electeds and say, you know, hey, you guys, we've heard about this, this matters? Or is it like,
oh,
you guys
I got you.
Like, I don't want to mess things up, but it was the
entire legislative board knows that this is a huge issue throughout the county. So let me clarify that. This fourth ambulance would not just be for the town of Catskill.
Yeah, no, I get that. That's
this ambulance would go to Ashland, it would go to New Baltimore, wherever it's needed.
But check me if I'm wrong. I think you're asking, do we need the support?
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm asking.
We have. This
has been an ongoing thing for quite some time. We're
18 months at least.
They're well aware of this. And the county has money. I don't know what the figure is, but they have money in this year's budget to help supplement Catskill and Wyndham to provide this extra ambulance.
Awesome.
I think they're looking to get the most bang for the least amount of money, which that's anybody's, you know.
We were awarded a $1.5 million fully funded grant for cement, which is pretty amazing. I was very happy when we got that, because that was a lot of work. The engineering, I've never done an engineering planning grant and gone through that process. But we did that about 2 years ago. That was fun to watch. So now it's going to be it's going to be nice for the residents down in Cement to have this grant and the opportunity to go through, clean up the I&I, make some improvements. Yeah. Fully funded. You know, we have a meeting on Thursday, right, Brian? Liz?
Yes.
To go over the actual steps for the grant to know, you know, how this is going to work, but I'm excited. It's definitely a win for Cement. I think that was all I had. Anybody else have anything?
Liz, did we ever get information back from DOT regarding the signage up there?
Oh, we sent the resolution. They are contacting DOT. It's going to take some time. It's
DOT. I'll take,
but it's gone through.
Okay.
Anybody else? Brian? Now, I just want to clear, because we have new board members, but every meeting I like to open it up to the public because I feel that we're here to talk, have an open dialogue with the public. Is everybody still comfortable with that?
Yes.
Public comment. After I just went through that, somebody's got to say something.
Sir?
Yeah.
Can you state your name, please?
Dan Edwick. In view of the fact that the governor has vetoed the above the cap for EMS services, is there some alternative plan?
I am not familiar with that. When did she do that?
Yesterday, maybe.
Okay.
The day before.
We're not, I have not heard about that. I don't know if anybody else has. So we're going to have to look into that.
Okay.
Do you know anything else about it?
What's that?
Do you know anything more about it?
It was just put down the rubric of no more taxes for people. You know, I'm running for governor again, and, you know, I don't want to raise taxes. But she didn't say that. She just...
I know there was a recent law she signed in December. Audrey sent it to us. That's still a little mucky right now. It's about veterans that are 100% disabled, that they could possibly be tax exempt on their property taxes. But the county has not signed up again. I think it was just done 2 or 3 weeks ago. So there's not enough information for us to make an educated decision whether we want to pass a resolution to support that or not. And the county has asked that all towns hold off until they get more information and give us a direction of which way to go, but I have not heard about that.
Have you heard there's a county, and I can't tell you which one up north, that has dedicated a portion of its Airbnb taxes to EMS as a function?
It goes to EMS?
Yes.
I have not heard that either.
I like the sounds of that.
Yeah. No, two great things that we will definitely look into. I appreciate you bringing them up. Anybody else?
I think it's Essex County.
Essex? Okay. Elliot? Nothing?
I didn't come here for that. I just wanted to come and show my support for the two new words. But now that we are singling up, I would like to... revisit at some point the passing of the good cause for the town. And this is something that I'm adamantly for. And as we see that the REST Act, which is rent stabilization, is being discussed on the state level, I think having good cause passed on the town level is part of the logical next step. So at some point, we'll come back here to talk about that.
As always, we've been open with discussing any topic, whether how controversial it is. It doesn't matter to me, and it doesn't matter to this board. We're here to represent everybody. So,
yep. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yep.
That's all. And congratulations on the new
group. Thank you. Ma'am, do you got anything else?
No. I'm just waiting to hear somebody up there talk about Airbnb tax. We can talk about it then. We don't have money. We don't have any money because we don't have money. That's my opinion.
Oh, we can do this at the next meeting.
Okay.
Joe? Joe?
No.
Historian?
Okay.
No. Historian?
Secretary.
Deputy historian?
Tell them what we talked about. You already got a
concept. You got a game plan already?
Yeah. Plaque with all the board members for the last how many years?
That's a great idea.
Joe had mentioned...
Find some money in the budget for them, right?
Already spending your money. Joe had mentioned
town of Caro, all the former board members, their pictures are up on the wall, going back to when there was a town board.
Yeah.
Town of Catskill has never done that.
Yeah.
Has never recognized former board members or supervisors with a photo. So I just said to him, well, maybe I'll research back to when the town was formed and follow up with all the board members and the supervisors, and you can do various things. You could do a plaque with all their names on it,
yep,
or something, and put it up.
I like that idea.
So that
got plenty of wall space.
It's a nice thing.
County does that.
Yeah.
I just didn't have to worry about who took it.
Right.
You see all the pictures there are. And by the way, when I was doing my thesis at in 2020, the library over there has an amazing thing on when the town was formed. And they said everyone was served. They have
and clerks.
Amazing
help. Well, even better, because you sent me
better too.
Yeah,
better.
I go back to 1788.
Yeah,
I like that. See, he's earning his money already.
It's only the first one.
You mean my dollar gratitude?
Patrick, I'm not sure if you heard what Liza said. Liza had brought it up at past meetings about us not having a tax on short-term rentals.
Mm-hmm.
If we could maybe meet with Liza at some point.
Absolutely.
So she could share, because I know she's done a lot of work.
Yep.
And researched.
100%. Like I said, we're open to anything. We'll gather all the information, hold a public hearing, put it out there, and we'll see what happens. Okay. Anything else? All right. With that, I want to, again, welcome the new board, welcome the residents, and just say that, you know, once again, that we greatly appreciate the residents' vote and us and the confidence in us to do the town business, and appreciate the employees we have in the town, and I hope we have a fantastic 2026. Motion to adjourn.
Motion
by Jared, second. Second by Brian, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah.